Welcome to the CGMF print line today. It's February the 7th, 2014, and we are going to discuss today being bought at a price, being bought at a price. Yesterday, we enjoyed being able to study on the subject of the protection of the Almighty, and we're continuing on using the theme of, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. So understanding that through the blood of Jesus, one of the aspects of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus is that we are redeemed out of the hand of the devil. And we're continuing to talk about that in understanding the fact that we have been bought at a price. The term redemption means to buy back. We were slaves exposed for sale in Satan's slave market. The Apostle Paul said, I am carnal, sold under sin, Romans 7:14. In the Roman culture of his day, to sell somebody as a slave was to sell him under a spear. He would stand on a block with a spear extended out over his head. When you saw him standing there like that, you knew that he was being sold as a slave. Paul was saying in this statement, my sin is the spear over my head, which has caused me to be sold as a slave in the slave market. And there, to you, to me, is an understanding that we have been sold out in so many areas by our sins that we've committed. And yet, because of the redeeming love of God at the cross through Christ, he has brought us back unto the Father through his gift at Calvary. And so we are no longer slaves anymore. For one day, Jesus walked into the market, let's say, and said, I'll buy them. What's the price? The price was the blood of Jesus himself. We were bought out of Satan's kingdom and brought into God's kingdom through his divine grace, through his powerful, gracious love at the cross and the blood that he spilt for us. A slave has no choice about the type of job that he or she will perform for his or her master. One slave may be a cook, another prostitute. It is the slave's owner's decision. That is how we were. Some may have been respectable slaves, but there were no better than those who were not so respectable. Do not despise prostitutes or alcoholics, for it was the slave owner's decision that made them what they are. Satan decided what they would be, but Jesus, his precious blood, has broken that hold, that stranglehold. And he has set those free who've put their trust in him and have surrendered their life to the Lord and have been raised to newness of life through faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No longer are the devil's designs that which the person employs within their lifestyle, but Christ in them, the hope of glory, is coming alive, and the fruit of the Spirit is beginning to bear fruit because of the power of God that has come within and set them free. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I have been bought out of Satan's kingdom and brought into the kingdom of God through the blood of Jesus. He's brought me back. I no longer have that spear over my head. I have been set free. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to the enemy. I am Christ's beloved. And as his child, I pray, God, give me strength today to live for you. Allow your spirit to be alive within me. And I pray your blood to cleanse and strengthen me. And if I've committed any sin, Lord, forgive me of that iniquity, transgression, or guile. Let me walk in your steadfast love and help me to go forward, ever looking into your eyes and knowing the love that you've shown for me at the cross and recognizing your lordship in my life. I'm not a slave. I am a servant of God, a love slave, because I've chosen you. And I am not a slave under bondage, but a slave out of devotion to you, Lord Jesus. In your precious name, amen. I hope that this word blessed you today and encouraged your soul. And I pray that God is ministering to you through this series we've been discussing for the last few weeks, considering the aspects of the blood of the Lamb. And I pray that God is touching you in a very special way. If you need to reach us at CGMF, I want you to do so. There's a couple ways you can reach us. One, going to our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's cgmfinc.weebly.com. Check out the Contact Us page and get a hold of us either through email or such, or you can directly email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com. We also have a number you can call for our ministry, 646-926-0401. And somebody from Covenant of Grace will get back to you and try to help you and minister to you and pray for you if necessary. Hey, God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus. If you want to be a part of one of our Bible study groups in the Omaha area or otherwise, please let us know. We'd love to have you be a part. God bless you, and have a great day in Jesus.